A visionary, a revolutionary, the son of a nation for the nation, not just lyrics to his song. 34 years after the assassination of Burkina Faso's president, Thomas Sankara, he's still revered by millions of people across French-speaking Africa. In 1983, he was described as a feminist and environmentalist, then a 33-year-old soldier. He was ahead of his time. He turned his back on international aid money and loans from organizations like the World Bank, instead favoring self-sufficiency and calling for a more equal relationship with France, the country's former colonial power. On the 15th of October 1987, Sankara was killed by an armed group along with 12 officials. His closest friend and former colleague Blaise Compaoré took power. Now he and 13 others are due to go on trial, charged with murdering Sankara.
This trial is important for the manifestation of the truth. And that's why it's really important that Blaise Compaoré be honest one, even if it's the only time in your life, must stand and tell the truth.
Blaise Compaoré was ousted in 2014 following a popular uprising that brought an end to his 27-year rule. He lives in exile in neighboring Ivory Coast and has refused to take part in the trial. His supporters see it as a political witch hunt.
I don't understand that politicians that once worked with him are now so bitter and desperately seeking revenge. Burkina is suffering enough already. This needs to stop.
According to official government documents, Sankara died a natural death. But in 2015, authorities exhumed his remains from a grave. An autopsy revealed his body was riddled with bullets. In 2017, French President Emmanuel Macron agreed to release secret files on Sankara's death. That led to the opening of the trial.
There is a desire for justice, not just in Burkina Faso, but throughout French-speaking West Africa. Because those behind the assassination sought to silence Sankara and his ideals, but it had the reverse effect. Millions of people across French-speaking West Africa see in Sankara a symbol of resistance against the powerful. He's become a hero and an icon celebrated in arts, culture, and politics.
Many of those involved in the recent coup in Mali and one in Guinea last September have referenced Sankara's leadership as an inspiration. These are some of his last words in public. "We need to accept we are Africans. It's the only way to live with dignity," Sankara says. Adding, "Do you want to see corrupt government officials or soldiers? Then we will get rid of them. This may cost me my life, but we are here to dare." Shortly after this speech, Sankara was shot dead. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.